Welcome to the BCHL podcast presented by Subway. Brent Mutis here from BCHL Communications, and thanks for joining us. Just wanted to start off with a reminder for listeners about a couple of incredible deals from our partners at Pacific Coastal Airlines. First off, you can save 10% on any flight by visiting pacificcoastal.com/BCHL and using the promo code BCHL2017. That's BCHL2017 and applies for flights prior to December 15th, 2017. In the new year, after January 5th, the code will be BCHL2018. Also, play the Pacific Coastal Airlines Pete the Puck contest, and you could win a BC Golf getaway for four guests. Just check the BCHL's Twitter feed at BCHL Live or visit BCHL Live on Facebook, and you'll find the link. On to hockey matters now. Big news came this week with the announcement of Team Canada West's roster for the World Junior A Challenge. There are 15 BCHL players on the 22-man roster, and the leadership group will be all BCHL, with Captain Carter Turnbull of the Powell River Kings and alternates Johnny Tyconic of the Penticton Vees, Kyle Johnson of the Prince George Spruce Kings, and Brett Stapley of the Vernon Vipers. The tournament starts Sunday in Truro, Nova Scotia, and Canada West faces the Czech Republic Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time. On with the podcast now. We have a couple of interviews for you in today's show. First off, we'll hear from the reigning BCHL Player of the Week, Coquitlam Express forward Eric Linnell. The native of Great Neck, New York, racked up 5 goals in 3 games last week to help the Express to a win and a tie in 3 outings. It's been a difficult start to the season for Coquitlam, but with points in 3 of their last 5, plus a big overtime road win in Vernon, things may be trending the right way for the Express, and Linnell says the team is at last finding a formula that works.
I would say the biggest thing is our team's really starting to gel and come together, and you can see it on the ice and in the recent games. Our chemistry is just starting to click, and I think, like, even my goals, you could just see us moving the puck quick, and that's what starts it all. And, like, even a shift before the shift that we score on, you can see that we're creating pressure, shots on goal, creating chances, and that's what leads to the wins, and hopefully we can get some more of those coming up here in the next week.
Yeah, and it's been a slow start and a tough start for the Express this season, and there was a coaching change last week. With I was wondering if you might be able to contrast, you know, the new man behind the bench, Jason Forche, with Barry Wolf, who was your coach at the start of the season, or is it too early to sort of make that contrast just yet?
I mean, Coach Wolf did a great job. He was a really good guy. He was a great coach. I learned a lot from him, and I'd like to thank him for everything he's done for the program. And so far, Coach Fortier coming in, he's been a change, and I think he's done a great job so far. I've learned so much in the past week, and he's changed the systems, and it seemed to be working for us, especially on the power play. I feel we create more chances, more shots, and we're starting to score a lot on the power play. He's all about structure and puck possession, and that's we're starting to become a skill team, which is good. And hopefully we can contrast this to wins and start winning some games. And Coach Fortier has done a great job so far.
You've been a good piece that's been in place up front. I was hoping you could spend a little bit of time talking about somebody who was an honorable mention in our Player of the Week listing this past week, and that's Alex Ambrosio. I know you and he click pretty well together. What do you like about playing with him right now?
Yes, definitely. Alex is one of my good friends, and we've played the past 10 games together, and we've started to really gel, and I think part of the reason is because both our speed, and we know where each other are on the ice at all times. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, you got good chemistry with your line mates, and know where each other are on the ice at all times. And me and him, we work really well together. We're starting to pass the puck to each other, and we had a really good weekend. And hopefully, we could carry that into this coming weekend.
Yeah, you know, you had a win and a tie, and there was a loss in there in your last 3 games, but, you know, some encouraging results over the last week, you know, along with yourself and with Alex Ambrosio. Who are some of the other players you think that are going to be key for you guys to get some momentum going the right way into the Christmas break and in the new year?
Yeah, definitely our goalies. Clay Stevenson and Brock Hamm, they've been a big part of our team, and I think they've both done a great job keeping us in games lately. I think they've both stepped up when we needed them most, and they've been a really big part of our team. And I think basically everyone, to win as a team, everyone's got to be going. Not one man can take a night off. Everyone's got to be giving 100% all the time, and that's going to create wins for our team.
We're with Eric Linnell, the BCHL Player of the Week from the Coquitlam Express. Eric, I wanted to ask you about your road to the BCHL. You're from Great Neck in the state of New York out on Long Island. You spent some time at prep school and also with Cedar Rapids in the USHL. First of all, I was wondering if you could sort of contrast the USHL to the BCHL and maybe tell us a little bit about how you made your way out here to BC.
Yes, definitely. So I started out in the USHL. It was a bit of a transition for me, going from prep school to the USHL level. I don't think I was quite ready to make the big step, but that last year was definitely a learning year for me. I learned a lot of stuff, for example, my weaknesses. And this past summer, I worked really hard trying to perfect those weaknesses and get stronger, especially my strength-wise. I worked out a lot. Gained 10 pounds during the off season, so that was one of my biggest weaknesses last year. So I tried to perfect that, and especially my shot as well. In the USHL, it's a very defensive league, and I felt last year I wasn't taking enough shots and creating much offensive production, but I worked my butt off this past summer and tried to perfect my shot and work out and just shoot 100 pucks a day and try to be the hardest working player each and every day.
That was this week's BCHL Player of the Week, Coquitlam Express forward Eric Linnell. Before we move on to our second interview, a word from our partners at the BC Intercollegiate Hockey League. The BCHL Grad of the Month for November in the BCIHL is Selkirk College forward and former Trail Smoke Eaters standout Dallas Calvin. The Selkirk captain had points in all 8 games, leading the Saints to a 5-2-1 mark for the month. Calvin leads the BCIHL with 30 points in just 13 games this season. On to another BCHL alum now, and former Chilliwack Chiefs goalie Mitch Gillum. The 2013 Coastal Conference MVP has completed his 4-year NCAA career at Cornell and is now playing pro hockey in the ECHL with the Worcester Railers. We caught up with him there and started off discussing his adjustment to the pro game and what it's like not having to balance school with hockey.
It's a little bit different than school at Cornell. I mean, the academic side of things are now over, and you have a lot more free time to yourself. And some guys pick up hobbies. It's kind of hard. I've started reading a lot more, and Betty Michelle, a teammate from when I was in Chilliwack, lives with me, so we go into Boston and do various things together. So it's been great. I love the new lifestyle. It's awesome.
Yeah, you mentioned Ben Masella there, who's a defenseman. You guys played the 2012-13 season with the Chilliwack Chiefs. And then he was a guy you would have competed against in conference play. He was at St. Lawrence when you were at Cornell. Was he a guy that you kind of stayed in touch with, and is part of the reason you guys maybe wound up on the same team, or how did that all come together?
No, me and it's great playing against Benny and St. Lawrence. Did a lot of good times. We definitely chatted on the phone a bunch, FaceTime, all that good stuff over the 4 years at school, and we definitely kept in touch. We've been good friends for a long time, and we totally forgot. He told me at the start of the year that he was coming, at the start of summer, that he was going to be coming here, and we totally forgot. And I was at the New York Islanders training camp and then Bridgeport, and I got asked to come to Worcester's. So I was walking into the rink and putting my gear into the rink and turned around, and Benny was standing there and we started dying laughing. We totally forgot. So we just ended up asking if we could live together, and they put us in the same housing unit. So it's been great.
Yeah, it's a great story to hear you guys able to catch up like that. And just for everyone else, there's several other BCHL alums on your roster. Kellen Jones, who came through the Vernon program before you came along, and Wade Murphy. I can't remember if you guys would have overlapped. Josh Monk. Josh Monk's one of your defensemen, and he won a national championship at Providence. So all those guys that are BCHL alums on your team there in Worcester, does that come up from time to time that you guys all are from the same league?
No, we don't really bring up the BCHL. We know we all played there, and we don't compete against each other. I know Wade Murphy, we chat about it a lot too on that. That Tickton team that beat us in the playoffs that first round when they went, they had that 50-game win streak or 40-game win streak. So he jokes about it every now and then about it. And we have a good time, though. We all played each other in college, and we've heard each other. We've seen each other play. So there's a lot of BCHL guys, and there's a lot of NCAA guys on our squad. So we're having a great time for sure.
With Mitch Gillum, Chilliwack Chiefs alum. Maybe for those that aren't so familiar, you're in the ECHL, and it's at the ECHL level, the teams are affiliated with National Hockey League teams, but it's one step below the American Hockey League and obviously two steps away from the NHL. So how does it work with the NHL affiliation, and you know, who are you affiliated with, and are all the players under contract with the NHL club? How does it kind of work?
Affiliated team is the NHL team is the New York Islanders, and our AHL team is the Bridgeport Sound Tigers. And Bridgeport, if they have injuries or if they have too many forwards, or they'll send down guys and they'll bring up guys from our team and only our team, unless it's a certain player is asked to play for a different team for personal reasons or something like that. But we're with the Islanders for sure. And, so if someone gets called up from Bridgeport to the Islanders, then someone usually gets called up from our team to Bridgeport. So we go up and down in the ranks. I just signed a East Coast deal with just the Worcester Railers. I'm really not affiliated with the Islanders or Bridgeport, but goalie coach Chris Turay from Bridgeport comes down and works with me and Amy McAdam, who's on an NHL deal with the Islanders. So I'm kind of in the system, but not in the system. They've got a keen eye on the book on me. So hopefully something comes about it for next year. But this year, I'm just strictly on the Worcester Railer deal.
I think one of the last times we maybe talked was in your freshman season at Cornell. In your NCAA debut, you scored an empty net goal, and I'm sure that's still something you fondly recall. Have you ever had a chance to take another shot at an empty net?
Yeah, I did it last year. I think it was against, Princeton or there's another ECAC team. The goalie changed and someone dumped it in. It was behind the net, so it was kind of a little bit further back from where I dropped it last time at the bottom of the circle. But I shot it down the ice, and the guy changed the goalie, caught it at the red line. So I think it might have been going a little bit wide, but who knows the bounces these days. So.
Well, I noticed your team, your guys' goalie numbers are pretty good, and you're splitting time in the crease with your goalie partner there, but no point-per-game players. I'm sure they could use a little offensive boost from time to time, so I personally give you the green light if you get a chance.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of shots on goal for a team, but we haven't had the offensive productivity, so you know, if there is a chance, I'll definitely fire a few down the ice.
That was Chilliwack Chiefs alum Mitch Gillum. And that will do it for the BCHL podcast this week. For all the latest news and notes from the BCHL, check the league website at bchl.ca, follow the league on Twitter at BCHL Live, or hit up Instagram at RealBCHL. This is Brent Mutis from BCHL Communications saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.